It's been almost 5 years since Michelle Clark died, and her family doesn't know why. Neither does the state medical examiner. She was 31 and pregnant when she collapsed in her Eagle River home. Clark was also a staff sergeant in the Alaska Army National Guard, and she told other soldiers she knew about crime in the Guard, but was afraid to talk about it. Her family suspects she was killed. In the second part of a story we brought you last night, APRN's Liz Ruskin looks at what's known about how Clark died.
Michelle LaRose Clark was raised in a military family and moved to Alaska as a child. She loved the outdoors, the Denver Broncos, and her pit bull, Adak. She joined the Guard at age 27.
My sister wanted to be like my dad.
Angela LaRose of Anchorage says she was shopping at the Eagle River Walmart the day her sister died. She drove on the Glen Highway nearly in view of her sister's condo, where paramedics found Michelle that evening, unconscious on the floor of her bedroom.
So she was dying while I was out there, and that's something hard to deal with, because I feel like if I would have just stopped by, that I might have found my sister.
Angela, her brother, and her parents are heartbroken over Clark's death and plagued by the thought that someone is getting away with murder. They think Clark may have been killed because she was about to blow the whistle on sexual assaults and drugs in her Guard unit. A special state investigator hired to examine the Guard highlighted the death as a case that deserves further review. Clark's brother, Randy LaRose of Wasilla, says the family needs answers, and he wishes he had the money to offer a reward.
I mean, I even thought about standing out there on the Seward Highway in front of Sears like they do in protests, and it's justice for Michelle, justice for Michelle.
Randy LaRose has already tried a more aggressive approach. 2 days after his sister died, he stormed over to confront her husband, accusing him of murder. Randy was arrested on assault charges. The husband later said in court, Randy's accusation against him was frightening and unfounded.
From that anger, I was paralyzed because I was like, there's no way this dude is saying this kind of stuff.
The husband is a pharmacy technician and an Army reservist who met Michelle when they were both deployed in Kosovo in 2009. They were married for 6 months. He did not respond to a note APRN left on his door, and we're not naming him because he has not been charged with a crime. Michelle Clark's family doesn't like that her husband is the beneficiary of her military life insurance policy, which has a $400,000 payout. But they have no evidence tying him to the homicide, or any real evidence that it was a homicide. On the other hand, the authorities have not assured the family or the public that Clark's death has been thoroughly investigated. The Anchorage Police Department opened a case when Clark died 5 years ago, but months later they wouldn't discuss it with an attorney representing Clark's mother, and they won't describe the extent of their efforts now. A police spokeswoman says the case is still open, so the files can't be released, and she can't talk about it. On the autopsy report and death certificate, Clark's cause of death is listed as undetermined. That's a rare outcome in autopsies of adults.
But there's a small percentage of cases where we just don't find a cause of death.
Pathologist Gary Zintek, now the state's chief medical examiner, signed Clark's autopsy report. According to a copy provided by Clark's family, Zintek found no evidence of trauma or disease that could have killed Clark. Toxicology tests showed no drugs or alcohol, and a further screening months later found only caffeine and a substance found in chocolate. Zintek says state law prevents him from releasing information about any autopsy to the public or to a reporter, but he spoke generally about inconclusive autopsy results.
It's frustrating. And I mean, it's frustrating for us. It's very frustrating for families.
Dr. Zintek says sometimes a natural cause of death leaves no mark on the body. It can happen to a young adult struck by seizure or arrhythmia. Or, he says, a spasm of the coronary artery can last long enough to kill, but then relax, leaving nothing to find at autopsy. He says in those cases, toxicology usually helps. If the basic screen turns up nothing, Zintec says he'll order an expanded toxicology panel to test for another 100 or so less common substances.
They pick up a lot of prescription drugs. There are some drugs that they don't pick up and some drugs that we have tried to find somebody to test for and we have not been able to.
Clark's family believes the toxicology testing was inadequate. They want to exhume the body. Her sister, Angela LaRose, says she's heard of lethal compounds that can't be detected, but she thinks more specialized tests could yield results.
You can't just run a regular toxicology test and think that this is coming out. Like, you have to. If you're looking for a certain thing, you have to look for that thing.
Clark's mother hired a California pathologist to review the autopsy report and medical records. He concludes Clark likely died of complications from high blood pressure. Records of Clark's prenatal care show that in her second trimester, her blood pressure hovered just above the threshold for hypertension. But the final reading in her chart, 19 days before she died, shows her blood pressure was back down in the pre-hypertension range. Randy LaRose believes it can't just be a coincidence that on her final workday, his sister told a guard officer she feared for her life.
2 days before her death, she comes to Blaylock and says, "Sir, they're going to kill me. I need to talk to you, but not here." And then she's found dead? There's something more to it. I mean, there has to be.
Guard Staff Sergeant Michelle Marie LaRose Clark is buried at a cemetery on Fort Richardson, where she worked. For Alaska Public Radio Network, I'm Liz Ruskin.